Wanda's capital was the venue Friday for some exciting football action.
Kim, Nigeria and Tunisia battled to a one-all draw Friday at the African Nations Championship football tournament in Rwanda. After a scoreless first half in the capital, Kigali, Chisom Chikatara put the Super Eagles of Nigeria in front in the 51st minute. It was Chikatara's fourth goal at Rwanda 2016. He had a hat trick in Nigeria's opening match, a 4-1 victory over Niger in Kigali. The Carthage Eagles of Tunisia rallied, though, and the equalizing goal came from a player who, like Chikatara, has been a hungry goal poacher in Rwanda. Ahmed Akachi headed in the equalizer in the 69th minute. It was his third goal of the tournament. Akachi scored both of Tunisia's goals in a 2-2 draw with Guinea in his team's opening match. Final score from Kigali, Nigeria 1 and Tunisia 1. The result puts Nigeria at the top of Group C with 4 points. Tunisia has 2 points. Remember, VOA football fans, this tournament in Rwanda, also called CHAN, is for locally based players in Africa. In CHAN action Thursday, Group B was in the spotlight with 2 matches in Butare, Rwanda. The VOA's Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma recaps the action for us.
Ethiopia and Cameroon played to a scoreless draw at the Huye Stadium in Butare, some 140 kilometers south of the capital, Kigali, on Thursday. This contrasts with the earlier match at the same venue where fans witnessed 6 goals as the Democratic Republic of Congo dismissed Angola 4-2 in the other Group B tie. Nelson Muganga, Elia Meshak, Jonathan Bolingi, Merville Bope Bokadi each found the back of the net for the Congolese, while Nelson Sumba replied for Angola before the Congolese captain and defender Joel Kimu Mwaki converted the tournament's first own goal. Consequently, the Democratic Republic of Congo have 6 points and have qualified for the quarterfinals. Cameroon has 4 points. Ethiopia 1, while Angola has yet to earn a point. Tomorrow, Saturday, Zimbabwe play Mali before Uganda engage Zambia in Group D action at the Umganda Stadium in Gishenyi, some 160 kilometers northwest of the capital, Kigali. On Sunday, Rwanda engage Morocco in Kigali as Ivory Coast play Gabon in Butare in the final round of the Group A preliminaries. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa, wishing you all a sporty weekend.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, hey, hey. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Cause this is Africa. This time for Africa.
Voice of America.
Greetings.
If you would like to leave a voicemail for possible use on a future Sunny Side of Sports broadcast, please call 1-202-205-9942. Once again, that number, 1-202-205-9942. When you hear the VOA identification, press 60. And please include your name and where you are calling from.
I love Sunny Side of Sports.
More African football news now on the Sunny Side of Sports. Uganda's teenage captain, Farouk Mia, looks like he's going to Belgium after the African Nations Championship in Rwanda. Reports say the 19-year-old Mia is ready to sign with Belgian club Standard Liège. Mia has played the past two seasons with Vipers Sports Club in Uganda. Vipers and Standard Liège have agreed to a transfer fee of about $400,000. Mia scored on a penalty kick in Uganda's opening Chan match and set up his team's other goal in a two-all draw with Mali on Tuesday in Gisenyi, Rwanda. Uganda will play Zambia in its next Chan match Saturday in Gisenyi. However, there are question marks about Mia's health for the match. He reportedly has a shoulder injury that could keep him out of the game. Our African football guru David Legg says Farouk Mia is one of the bright young stars on the continent, and he's definitely a player to watch in the future. Meanwhile, David says top African football clubs in Tunisia and the Democratic Republic of Congo recently made coaching changes.
Yes, we have reported, Sonny, that Patrice Carteron, the Frenchman, was leaving the African champions TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And another Frenchman, Hubert Velloud, is going to take his place. Interestingly, on just a one-year contract, that's a very short contract. Normally, these contracts are a minimum of 2 years. But Velloud is happy enough to get the chance. He says he's going to work with incredible professionals. The only problem in this job, as I see it, Sonny, is he has to really achieve a lot just to be successful. Mazembe make a habit of winning the African Champions League twice in a row. They did it in 67 and 68. They did it in 2009 and 2010. And now, having won it in 2015, no doubt the owner of the club, Moise Katumbi, he will expect them to retain that title in 2016. So it's a tough task for Velloud in the sense that he basically has to retain that Champions League title to be seen as successful. And then I think Katumbi would also say to him, we had a disastrous time at the FIFA Club World Cup in Japan in 2015. We must do better this time. Mazembe, for the record, finished sixth out of seven. And this is a club who also did poorly in 2009, but in 2010 became the first African team to reach the final of the World Club Championship, unfortunately going down 3-0 to Inter Milan. In another coaching change, Club Africain, the Tunisian champions, they've signed up Ruud Krol, the widely travelled Dutchman. He was a World Cup runner-up in 1974 and 78, Holland losing to Germany and Argentina in consecutive finals. Krol was a no-nonsense centre-back in those days. And since then, he's coached in South Africa. He led Orlando Pirates to three trophies in his final year of a three-year contract. But most of his time has been spent in North Africa, and he's certainly no stranger to Tunisia. He has coached CS Sfaxien and Esperance, and he has also coached briefly the national team. So he has now coached three of the top four clubs in Tunisia. The only one he's missed out on are Etoile Sahel.
David, I know African club football's top competition is the subject of your latest quiz. Can you give us the question one more time?
Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League, and that includes the former name of the competition. It was then known as the African Cup of Champions Clubs. So what we're talking about, Sonny, is way back to 1964 when this competition started. So it's between 1964 and 2015. Which club has qualified the most times to compete in the CAF Champions League?
2016 is a leap year, David, so we're going to set a deadline of Monday, February 29th, to get your entries in. David and I will now tell you where you can send your entries.
VOA! It's david.legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France Presse, .com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's david.legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
Hey! The Sunny Side of Sports welcomes your comments. You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sunny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237. In National Basketball Association news, Kobe Bryant of the Los Angeles Lakers is the leading vote-getter for his final NBA All-Star game next month. The NBA All-Star game will be played February 14th in Toronto, Canada. Kobe led all players in the fan balloting with 1.9 million votes, and he was selected an All-Star for the 18th time. Kobe says he's retiring after this season. He'll finish one behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the NBA's all-time leading scorer for most All-Star selections. Joining Kobe in the Western Conference starting lineup will be Stephen Curry, the league's reigning most valuable player from the Golden State Warriors, Kevin Durant of the Oklahoma City Thunder, Durant's Thunder teammate Russell Westbrook, and Kawhi Leonard of the San Antonio Spurs. The Eastern Conference All-Stars are led by LeBron James in their starting lineup. Kyle Lowry of the Toronto Raptors, he'll be a fan favorite in Toronto. Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, Paul George of the Indiana Pacers, and Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks. NBA All-Star Game, February 14th in Toronto.